Hi, I'm Abraham.
And I'm Shaya.
And we're the head students of Dover Court.
And today we'll be interviewing our MIT visitors on not only about their life at MIT, but also their visit to Singapore and more.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm one of the visiting teachers from MIT here. So I'm a sophomore. It's a second year undergrad in electrical engineering and linguistics, but I also do a lot of math.
So what are your first impressions of Singapore?
Well, this actually isn't my first time in Singapore. I did research it in US for the entirety of last summer. So I'm very glad to be back here. I guess my impression of Singapore generally is that the trains are very good. I love the trains here. I got a crazy amount of MRT merch when I found like the Knack Shop vending machine the other day. Yeah. The weather is really good, especially compared to the snowstorms right now. I actually like the heat. There are lots of interesting things to do, like in nature, in museums and stuff, lots of shopping. And the food is fantastic. Like, I'm a vegetarian and this is like the best place I've ever been for vegetarian food.
How would you say the environment differs compared to America?
Compared to America, America's very large, so I think it depends on where you're talking about. It's most fair to compare it to a metropolitan area. I think overall, compared to Boston, Singapore feels a lot newer. The transportation is better. The food is more widely available and cheaper. There's a lot higher density of shopping malls here, which I feel like is a well-known fact. In Boston, it's sort of planned differently because there's the major Boston like core area, and then there's like sprawling suburbs everywhere. So there are plenty of places you can go where there's very little to do, but Singapore isn't really like that since it's so much smaller and everything is closer together. So you can always find something.
And what was your first impression of Dover Court? Is it like similar or different like other schools that you visited or attended to?
Well, I would say that my high school background is not that similar to most students at MIT. I actually grew up in rural Kansas, so this is very different from the high school that I went to. And of course, I ran out of things to do there, so I actually did my last 2 years of high school at a university, and then I went to MIT, but that's a little complicated. But I would say Dover Court, it's pretty big, it's nice, there's a lot of materials here. It's very colorful and bright.
What have you enjoyed the most about teaching at the classes here at Dover so far? And what have been your favorite classes or year groups to teach?
I enjoy that the kids are so enthusiastic, like they're so excited and ready to learn. Some of them can barely contain it. I've really enjoyed, so far I've done circuits with year four. I think they had a lot of fun with that. And I introduced a lot of material very quickly, and I was impressed with how quickly they could take it up and that they could answer my questions correctly.
And now moving on to more of like about MIT, how's the process of like applying and being accepted into MIT?
So for applying, MIT doesn't have you do a long essay. They don't use the Common App. So you just write three short essays. You put all your extracurriculars, your letters of rec and stuff. The application process wasn't that stressful for me because MIT was the first school I applied to and then I got in. So I didn't have to write a lot of applications like you often hear about with the American process.
So did you only apply to MIT or like other schools?
I applied to MIT and Caltech and also NYU Shanghai, but that was it for the early round.
What subjects did you take in high school?
In high school, like I said, my educational background is a bit different. So since I did my last 2 years of high school at a university, I took really anything I wanted. I took nearly every advanced math class there, like abstract algebra, discrete math, real analysis, you know, like all the core math things that you take. I also, for my electives, I took one of my favorite classes there is I took a master's class in global feminist literature. That was cool. I also had space for humanities electives. I took sciences, you know, physics, chemistry, biology. I also did some philosophy classes. I took a Buddhist philosophy class. What else did I do? I also did a technical science writing class where you wrote a research paper. I also did multiple research projects in high school that I took to conferences, and those counted for credit as well.
What was your favorite feminist literature book that you read?
My favorite feminist literature book that I read, So Long a Letter. I forget the author's name. I think her first name is Mariama, but it's an epistolary novel about a woman in Senegal writing to her friend after her husband has died.
Oh, wow, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are like the cool parts on the MIT campus?
Do you mean like physically the coolest parts of the campus or like the coolest parts about being at MIT?
Let's do both.
Yeah. Okay. So the coolest part of the campus, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, I really like the Status Center. The Status Center is a giant building designed by Frank Gehry. It's controversial because it is, you can look up a picture, it is very strange looking. It was inspired by like crumpled paper and it is like all orange and silver and metal, and there's multiple towers and none of the elevators go to all the floors, so it's hard to navigate around. And it's giant. I think it's 700,000 square feet, but I like it. That's where the linguistics department is, along with several AI labs.
Okay.
What are some of the fun things that you do on the campus that are outside of class?
Oh, there are like so many extracurriculars. Like even though students at MIT are busy, we're like really involved in extracurriculars. So I'm part of a dance team, MIT Asian dance team, and I mostly do like traditional Chinese dance there. What the extracurricular I spend the most time on is I'm also part of the MIT Laptop Ensemble, which is the electronic music ensemble on campus. Contrary to the name, we don't use our laptops. We actually use modular analog synthesizers, and that's really fun because I've always wanted to make that kind of music, and I build some stuff like that too, and it's just a really fun group to be a part of.
Who would be your favorite singers then?
My favorite electronic group, I would say, is Ladytron. They're actually a British band. And then also a few French ones like Miss Kitten.
Mm-hmm. And what were your favorite courses or classes at MIT? And if you were to sell it to like a Dovercourt student, how would you do it?
I think my favorite class I've taken so far was for sure circuits. So that was really fun. Like the teaching was great. I love solving circuit problems. They're just like a fun brain puzzle. I looked forward to the homework coming out every week, which I feel like isn't something a lot of people say. The way I would sell it is we had labs every week and we got to make such cool stuff. One week we made a video game controller from scratch. Another week we made a little robot that rolls around and follows your hand using photoresistors. Another week we made a bass boost circuit. So you plug in a song from your computer and then it outputs like a bass boosted version of it, like from complete scratch. So those were all really fun.
How would you explain the MIT environment?
I think the MIT environment is quite unique. Everybody that comes in, right, has a lot of interest in high school. They've done a lot of things that they're very passionate about. So there's a lot of momentum on campus. People are constantly doing something, like constantly adding more. So really anything you can want to do, you can find someone to do it with you. And there's also a lot of resources, especially, you know, for engineering stuff. So any project you want to do, you can probably find funding for it through like the research funding. The labs have a huge amount of materials. So it really inspires people to like follow their ambitions and make all the things that they want to make.
What is the coolest or like most proud work that you've produced while you were at MIT?
I think there's two things. They're pretty different from each other. So for a linguistics class, I wrote, it was a research class. It was like a research methods class. And the final project was what we did the whole semester. So that was like a 25-page original research paper on the structure of relative clauses in Jakarta and Indonesian. And that was a really interesting process because that was a field methods class. So we spoke with a consultant whose native language is colloquial Jakarta and Indonesian. And she was a really great person to work with. The class was very stimulating because every week was just discussing our research problems and working more towards our paper. That was cool. Also, some of the circuits projects I've mentioned, I've also worked on some synthesizer stuff. Right now I'm trying to like make my own PCB for a synthesizer, so yeah.
So with your passion for linguistics, as a lot of Dover students here are learning another language, I know all IB students have to. So what would be your tips of learning a new language?
So for languages I've learned, I've focused the most on Chinese. I've been learning Chinese since high school and I'm planning to minor in Chinese at MIT. The program there is great. I've also done a little bit of Korean and Japanese. The biggest thing is, of course, you should like constantly be trying to intake stuff in that language. If you find it too much or you're getting fatigued, try something easier. You can find lots of readers for the languages you learn in school. You can find lots of materials, like lots of readers. I get these books that like write traditional Chinese fables or like essays about modern China in terms that learners can understand and then have reading comprehension questions. I think it's important to always be pursuing it on your own. Try to think it, try and use it as much as you can.
Any other questions we got?
No, that's all right. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and answering our questions. We hope you enjoy your stay in Singapore and teaching at Dover.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.